One of the finishing touches of the $95 million restoration of Springfield's Union Station is now in place. A pair of restored high-back double-sided wooden benches were unveiled Monday in the passenger waiting area, part of a collection of antiques, memorabilia, and artwork on display in the modern transportation hub that is meant to evoke the heyday of 20th century train travel. The benches, each 15 and a half feet long and 5 feet wide, are on long-term loan from New York City's Grand Central Terminal. Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal, who was the driving force behind the Union Station redevelopment, brokered the deal for the benches.
So they are historic. The artifacts in Grand Central Terminal are very important to all of us. But what I think is noteworthy in terms of irony is that the term Grand Central Terminal means the end. For these benches, it's part of the beginning and the rebirth of our Union Station here in Springfield.
Neal, Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno, and officials with the Springfield Redevelopment Authority participated in a short ceremony Monday morning to celebrate the installation of the benches that resemble ones that were in use for decades in Union Station from the time it originally opened in 1926.
But these benches here also, I think, highlight a period of history when rail was widely and highly popular across the country, which now it seems to be making a great comeback.
During the early stages of the Union Station restoration project 2 years ago, it was discovered that all but one of the 40 original benches that had been stored in the derelict station after it closed in 1974 had disappeared and are believed to have been stolen.
That should be, for all of us, a point of continuing concern as to what happened to those benches, and I certainly haven't given up on finding out who did what.
The two antique oak benches on loan from Grand Central were repaired and restored for $25,000 by Peter Fiordalisi of John Carlo Woodworking.
They weigh a ton. They were very difficult to move around. Yes, we stripped them down to the original wood, fixed them, made handmade new rosettes on the sides with the flower pattern. Again, truly an honor to work on these benches.
Armando Feliciano, chairman of the Springfield Redevelopment Board of Directors, said sitting on one of the antique benches brought on a feeling of nostalgia.
And I'm very grateful and happy that this happened. I wish it would have been our original benches, but I can't go backwards. They're gone.
Several other artifacts from Union Station were recovered, restored, and put on display. These include the original clock, which was repaired to working condition and hangs on a wall in the Grand Concourse. Also on display in the passenger waiting area is a chalkboard that used to report scheduled train arrivals and departures, a wooden baggage cart, and two barber's chairs. Union Station reopened last year. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.